We're now joined by our sixth place finisher.
I left my walker at the door for you, Johnny. I know you need it.
Driver of the number 88, Matt Kraft. And Matt, obviously a valiant effort this evening. Talk us through the race from your perspective.
I thought we were really, really good. We dropped the green, and as bad as we were today during practice, when we took off, it's like, whoa, we got something for these guys. And about halfway, three-quarter way through that run, started getting freer and freer and freer, and then just lost all four drive off the corner and made an adjustment and really kind of numb to it. And then the last adjustment made a little bit better, and then about halfway, three-quarter way through the run, it just lost all drive again. But all in all, can't thank these guys enough. Everybody back at the shop that worked so hard on these trucks to give us this opportunity, Duke and Rhonda Thorson, Menards, and it wouldn't be all possible without everybody that kicks. I mean, starting at the top with Duke and Rhonda and Menards.
Will it open up the questions now for Matt? If you raise your hand, we got Lee right up front here, please, and then we'll go to Greg.
Between the second stage and the final stage, your crew seemed a little frazzled. You know, they were like, couldn't figure out what you needed to do to get the speed because they just expect you to be up front. What was the going on with the truck? What were you feeling that they couldn't get a grasp on?
Some of the things we fought earlier today, actually, we rolled off the trailer. It was the same way. We could get into the corner decent, and then just before the center of the corner, it would just step sideways and just had zero drive off the corner. And we made a lot of changes to qualify and actually made it tight to qualify, and then we went to race, and it went. Just went sideways, and we could not get the handle on the thing for whatever reason.
We're going to go right here in the middle to Greg, and then we'll go over here to Phil.
Greg Engle, Auto Week. It sucks to lose. I mean, number two is the number one loser and all that. What positives can you take out, not just to this championship run, but your whole season that you can use to help, you know, as you move forward into next year?
I mean, we definitely had some ups and downs, and we had some ups this year. We definitely should have won more than one race, without a doubt. There was a couple races where we were leading. There was St. Louis where we were leading, and the guy sitting on pit road, and the yellow came out, and we still had a late race caution and got beat on that. But we'll be just fine. 2018, I mean, a lot of momentum.
We'll go to the far right over here to Phil.
Hi, Matt. I'm Phil Holloway from Front Stretch. Just have to ask, you talked about being so loose that it just negatively affected your night. But naturally, you've raced here 16 times. Is there like a sweet spot of looseness that you need to have in order to generate the proper speed out there? And how far do you think your truck was over that?
I was saying on a scale of 1 to 10, I was about an 8 loose. And you need about a 1 loose. So that was way too loose tonight.
Additional questions for Matt? Matt, congrats on a solid season. We look forward to seeing you in Daytona.